Last month, the Richland School Board voted to make masks optional in a meeting some say violated the OPMA. After the vote, the district superintendent shut down schools via emergency order. Activist Arthur West filed a lawsuit and this week received a response.
When you file a lawsuit that starts deadlines ticking and the defendants have 20 days to file an answer. So we got the answer filed by the defendants, probably going to do some discovery, and then we'll, you know, eventually move to a summary judgment type of a proceeding.
The school district is using the same outside law firm as the board members, and all have answered the lawsuit claims the same way.
When they start answering discovery and when they start filing motions or responses to motions for summary judgment, we'll get a little bit more information about what's going on. But yes, they pretty much denied everything, which is no big surprise.
West said he will make the most factual case, and a judge will rule whether or not the board violated the OPMA, and he is willing to appeal. West believes there'll be a briefing in late April and in court by May or June. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.